Welcome back to the News and Views, our radio network. We're going to get a legislative update now, but just one reminder, turn your lights on out there. That's on behalf of the Minnesota State Patrol and the North Dakota Highway Patrol. If you're out on the roads, you should probably think twice about being on the roads, period. But we've got a chance now to visit with a man that he can bring a lot of different perspectives because he is one of the board members with the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. But he's also a legislator out of Velva, North Dakota, and that's Representative Paul Thomas. Paul, good to have you on News and Views.
Well, thanks, and it's great to be here.
I want to talk to you about legislative update. We just visited with Drew Courtney, and sounded like you guys put a little money into the townships. You know, when it comes to incentivizing some of these corn plants, you know, for that matter, soybean plants. Walk me through what the legislature has done, Paul.
You bet, Joel. Well, you know, if we look back, you know, even a number of years back, I think the state kind of looked at the growing revenues coming out of the oil patch and the state kind of progressing, and one of the priorities there was having a cushion in that budget, so whenever things, you know, turn south, that there'd be some extra money there. And I think there's a recognition that there's probably enough there right now, that we need to be investing in the rural infrastructure as well as city infrastructure, flood infrastructure, all those things that are core to government needs, or government funded needs, and core to driving our economy here in the state. And so, you know, a number of projects were put in place before, one like a prairie dog build, when there was extra revenues to flow over to townships and counties. Well, with the COVID, that extra oil revenue wasn't there last year, and so the legislature looked at pumping some little extra money just through the ARPA funds into counties and townships. Townships got some direct payments that kind of helped them gravel some roads, maybe fix a couple potholes, you know, not significant road infrastructure dollars, but you know, as a little help to kickstart that project. And then also, one of the things that I think is really important in this state is bridges. My district, I come from Velva, is where we farm at. My district, McHenry and Bottineau County, two of the counties in my district, are very, very, have a lot of bridges, and a lot of those are deficient. We have 105,000-pound county roads with a 36,000-pound load limit bridge on it. These are issues that are out there in the countryside that we absolutely need to address. So the legislature did set aside some $25 million directly for bridges that's going out to counties right now. Recognition that's not enough to fix the problem, but we got to start somewhere, right, Joel? We can't complain about not enough. We just have to be thankful for what we got there and look at the next legislative session, put together a good plan to bring more dollars out to these rural areas and address these critical infrastructure needs that we have.
Well, and I would add this, you know, Representative Thomas, that any township that you walk up to and say, hey, here's $5,000, put her to work, they're going to put it to work. I mean, like you said, we got to start somewhere. Townships are always the last one on the food chain when it comes to those tax dollars. So I would give you a high five. You know, if you can get more next time, all the better. But it $5,000 is going to make any township officer smile,
right? You know, and you think of that $5,000 in today's world, it doesn't sound like a lot, but these townships receive very little funding. You know, their tax revenues are really low, and so a $5,000-$10,000 infusion is significant. You know, that these roads are gravel roads that, you know, even to help just play for blading or winter snow removal, you know, it's certainly some areas in our state this year are hitting some budget shortfalls just with all the costs that they have in contracting with the county to move snow. So the needs are always there in our rural areas. And one of the things we've seen is, you know, the advancement of technology in agriculture, the increased size of machines, you know, that's traveling these same roads that were in a lot of cases built with, you know, some pretty antiquated equipment. But we're still using these roads to pull our 90,000 pound semis down, or, you know, our drills that are behind our tractors are 30,000-40,000 pounds on a couple caster wheels. So, you know, there's a lot of weight going down these roads that, you know, it's amazing how well they are standing up. But, you know, it's certainly something that we can't neglect. We need to keep that as a high priority to keep agriculture and energy to be able to function at their optimum point and keep driving our economy for our state.
Well, and like you said, those roads, a lot different demand on those roads than what your father had and what your grandfather had. So it's a good point. The money that came in from the feds to do this, Representative Thomas, are we putting it all to work? Did we appropriate all of it so that we can look at it from a sense that we got everything done we could?
Yeah, to answer that question, close to all of it. I think there was a little bit out of that, you know, what was it, one little over 1 billion. I think there was just a small portion of that that wasn't allocated, but yes, all of that in some way, shape or form is getting out, whether it's you know, to road projects, whether, you know, the natural gas pipeline that's going across the northern part of the state. You know, that's certainly an infrastructure program or investment that the state, you know, not going to own that natural gas pipeline, but is going to do our best to make sure that that happens. So not only are we transporting that natural gas that's being either flared or has nowhere to go out of the oil fields and putting it to use across northern North Dakota, where we have natural gas deficiencies, a lot of communities, hospitals, colleges, that all hopefully will have an opportunity to access that natural gas. And that alone will help drive, you know, more investment in manufacturing and business growth across our northern tier, all the way across, you know, communities like Rugby, Devil's Lake, and Grand Forks. Definitely deficient in natural gas, and hopefully this project will be a big turn.
Yeah. Well, I think anytime you can put money into infrastructure, Representative Thomas, you've done a good thing. It's good to have somebody from the corn growers on there because you understand it as well as anybody could. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on News and Views.
Hey, Joel. Thanks for having us.